KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Ratepayers associations have welcomed the temporary lifting of water restrictions in the eThekwini and Msunduzi municipalities. The Water and Sanitation Department says the 12-month curtailment introduced in October will be suspended until mid-January. The department says this will allow Umngeni Uthukela water to meet the demand over the festive season. Anthony Waldhausen, who's with the Umsunduzi Ratepayers Association, says the decision is a relief for residents.
Because it has been restricted, and especially the holiday makers coming to KZN as well.
The eThekwini Ratepayers and Residents Association's Ish Pralad has urged people to continue saving water.
Important part also is that the community as well play a huge part in this. So we can actually help with this restriction. And maybe by we doing so, maybe we can help and maybe restrictions can be stopped as well.
A local social worker has attributed the alarming rise in gender-based violence cases in KZN to financial strain among couples.
That's why you'll find maybe the couple have been owing each other. There's some financial demand which is required by family. So now the partner feeling the strain. And that obviously would cause argument.
Today, 21-year-old Bongeka Makatini and her 3-year-old son, who were allegedly murdered by her partner in Umgababa last week, are being laid to rest. On Monday, in a separate incident, police revealed that an 18-year-old was fatally stabbed, allegedly by her boyfriend, in Harding. Andy Linduli, a private practice social worker, says societal expectations play a significant role in perpetuating GBV. He says more needs to be done to address the scourge beyond the 16 Days of Activism campaign.
Once we have those programs and not focusing on males, remember this is also like verbal violence also from other side. So we need to focus on all the parties where we'll teach them that you have to have an argument as a couple, but it must be matured. It's not about walking or running away, but it's also about having a matured argument and see where you are wrong.
And in the U.S., Donald Trump has asked the Supreme Court to delay a potential ban of TikTok until after he takes office. The president-elect says he wants to pause it so he can pursue a political resolution to the issue. Congress voted in April to ban the social media app unless its Chinese parent company sells it by the 19th of January. Your top story this hour, ratepayers associations have welcomed the temporary lifting of water restrictions in the eThekwini and Msunduzi municipalities. The curtailment will be suspended until mid-January. Find more on these and other stories at ecr.co.za by clicking on the News and Traffic tab. For NewsWatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.